name of Allah, the most merciful, the most magnificent. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks for Allah, the Lord of the Universe. Allah Almighty in the Quran introduces His greatness, His majesty, His honor, His power, His vast knowledge throughout the Quran. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Lillahi ghaibu samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth. Lillahi khazainu samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Lillahi man fi samawati wa man fil ard. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. Yaf'alu ma yasha. He does whatever He desires. Yakhluqu ma yasha. He creates whatever He desires. Yahdi man yasha. He guides whomever He likes. Tu'izzu man tasha. O Allah, You give honor and respect to whomever You like. Tuzillu man tasha. O Allah, You disgrace and humiliate whomever You like. Wa'ada Allahi haqqa. It being a real promise from Allah. Wa man asdaqu min Allahi qila. Who is more truthful than Allah in His words? وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Lord is not the one who forgets. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No one can change the words of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. Allah judges. There is no one to repel His judgment. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. All stand obedient to Him. أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All power belongs to Allah alone. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. All faces will be humbled before Allah, the ever alive, the all sustaining. يَسْأَلُهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All those in the heavens and the earth beg Him, beseech Him for their needs. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the trustee and guardian over all things. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. His is the creation and commandment. Wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day He is engaged in taking care of some affair. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He, Allah, alone arranges and takes care of all the affairs between the heavens and the earth. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows what happens to the creation before them and after them. Meaning, what happens to the creation in the entire life in this world and what will happen to the creation in the life hereafter. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. All matters return to Allah for decision. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever you have shall come to an end. Whatever with Allah will last forever. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His kursi, His chair, extends over the heavens and the earth. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The greatest bliss is the acceptance from Allah. This is the supreme success. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ. With him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them but he, Allah Almighty, the Majestic, the All-Powerful. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. All the seven heavens and the earth and all the creations inside describe his glory and his purity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. For us, insan, human being, children of Adam, the best way of life, purpose of life, to establish friendship with Allah, get to know our Creator, and establish and bring a life of taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He who fears Allah, he, Allah, will find a way out for him from every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And will provide for him from sources he could never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. One who puts his trust in Allah, he, Allah, becomes sufficient for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. For Allah will surely accomplish his purpose. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Verily, for all things, Allah has set a measure. Allah is powerful creator. Allah creates without material, without help from any human being. Time, space, past, present, future. Allah is the controller of everything. Allah created this beautiful planet. Initially, there was no planet Earth. Allah created beautiful moon. Moon without moon and planet without planet and star without star and galaxies without galaxies. Beautiful system of universe. Science is telling that human being starts the journey in the womb of mother from a single cell, which multiplies. Now we have billions of cells. 7.5 billion children of Adam on planet Earth. And the solar system has 9 planets. And Milky Way galaxy has 100 to 200 billion or more stars. And the universe has 100 to 200 billion and more galaxies. This whole system from one single cell to trillions of stars and galaxies and satellites and moons and whatever exists. This is all creation of one Allah. Hadha khalqullah. This is the creation of Allah. Our heart and mind should be filled with awe and greatness and majesty of our Creator. That's why when we pray, we say, God, you are great. Allah is the provider, the sustainer for the entire universe. If the whole mankind from the time of Adam, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, till the day of judgment, all mankind, all people, hundreds of nationalities, and hundreds of spoken languages, they all come together and they ask Allah in their own languages. Food, shelter, clothing, house, jobs, cars, gold, silver, diamond, health, wealth, safety, honor, protection. Allah Almighty is able to listen to all of them at the same time. Allah is able to fulfill all their requests. And after that, does not decrease anything in the kingdom and treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example is, as if there is an ocean or river, someone puts a needle or a finger in the ocean and see how much water decreases. Nothing decreases in the kingdom of Allah. Treasures of Allah do not decrease by time, by spending, by centuries. Those are beyond human imagination. Allah has all the knowledge. Allah is Alim and Khabir and Hakim. Allah knows every particle in the universe, every drop of rain, what is in the heart and mind of every human being. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he or she not know that Allah is watching? أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي قُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Is it not that Allah knows what is in the heart and mind of the entire mankind? وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِي وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنِي وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ. In whatever situation you are in, and whatever portion of Quran you recite, and whatever work you all do, O mankind, we are in front of you, we are watching you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Surely Allah is such that nothing is hidden from Him, neither in the earth nor in the sky. Allah has all the beauty, all the knowledge, all the treasures, all the resources, all the intellect, all mercy, all generosity. That's why if we look around in the universe anywhere and there are causes of love, like beauty, knowledge, generosity, power, these are causes of love. All of this relates to and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks are for Allah, the Lord of the universe. My respected brothers, sisters, listeners, students, when we remember Allah, Allah remembers us in the gathering of angels. When someone goes out to seek knowledge, the angels of mercy spread their wings in the path of this person. And the creation makes supplication, dua. Fish in the water, birds in the skies, animals in the jungle make dua for this person. O Allah, bless them and forgive them because they want to learn knowledge. A group of angels, they surround on the face of earth looking for places where people remember Allah. When they find that place, they come around and they report it to Allah. And Allah becomes happy. There are some gatherings where Allah removes bad deeds and gives good deeds. When we remember Allah, those houses will shine like stars for angels, for people in the heaven. Learning one chapter of knowledge brings reward as if you pray 1,000 rakat of nafil, optional salah prayers. People who come to one place and depart just for the love and pleasure of Allah. No other worldly reason, no other worldly motivation. These people will be under the shade of Arsh, shade of the majestic throne of Allah on the Day of Judgment. We should have very high vision and intention for ourselves, for the community, for humanity. How we become friends of Allah. How can we seek repentance? How can we overcome temptations and desires? Knowledge is a nur which is found in a heart which has taqwa, fear of Allah. Knowledge is nur, light, such that when you acquire it, it will make you restless until you put into practice. Make golden intentions for yourself and everyone. Purpose of knowledge is to acquire love and pleasure of Allah. To achieve all those rewards and blessings mentioned in the Quran and the sayings of prophets. To obey Allah's commands and follow the Sunnah in all aspects of human life, belief, worship, mutual dealings, social life, and purification of heart. To discover and focus on the purpose of life, how to build a character which leads to ideal human being. How to bring constant obedience and remembrance of Allah and to avoid all types of sins. How Islam and Deen become second nature in my life. How to overcome negligence, carelessness, laziness, and doubts from my heart and mind. How to convert time into gold, rush to do good deeds to earn millions of rewards in short time. How to protect from the traps of Satan, devil, shaitan, and nafs. How to acquire nafse mutmainna, a clean heart, and the inner self which reminds us to do good deeds and be on the right path, sirati mustaqim. How to achieve excellence in ikhlas, sincerity, taqwa, fear of Allah, and ihsan, the excellence of worship. Learn some skills of self-correction as well as worry and concern and well-wishing for the entire humanity. How to bring and establish and practice a blessed life, hayatum tayyibah, guidance, well-being, peace and happiness and acceptance of prayers in this dunya, in the world, and forgiveness and high ranks of paradise in the life hereafter. My respected brothers, sisters, listeners, make tawbah, seek repentance, seek forgiveness from all past sins, and protect yourself from disobedience of Allah, especially the sins by the tongue, the eyes, and the heart. Always be in contact with our scholars to learn religion, deen. Make an effort to acquire love of Allah. We make istighfar, we seek repentance on the past. Have sabr and shukr, patience and gratitude in the present life, and seek Allah's help for future. Remember Allah as much as you can. Increase time for dua and supplications and prayers for the well-being of whole ummah and community. Explain the purpose of life and share the blessings of Islam, Quran, and Sunnah with everyone. Love and care for the whole humanity. Serve humanity without any discrimination of color, creed, race, or nationality. Worshipping our Creator, acquiring knowledge to become ideal believer, serving humanity, and reaching out to mankind to remind them about the purpose of life should be our mission. Actions or good deeds with pure heart, sincere intentions, with love and care, fulfills the mission of life. We turn to Almighty Allah with a dua, supplication. O Allah, you are the most gracious and the most kind, the Almighty, the most powerful, the eternal, the everlasting, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the ever-listening. Allah, you are the highest and the most exalted. Allah, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. You are the most beneficent, most forgiving. O Allah, you have most beautiful names. O Allah, we are needy, we are weak, we are poor, we have sins, we have shortcomings. O Allah, forgive us, our parents, our relatives, our community, our entire ummah, all the believing men and women, living and the dead. O Allah, give us peace, honor, and dignity. to every brother and sister in the Ummah. Ya Allah, protect the Ummah from hardships, sickness, worries, and trials. Ya Allah, bless the Ummah with Hayatun Qayyiba. Make their graves and hereafter gardens of paradise. Bless them with the shade of Arsh on the Day of Judgment and forgiveness and high ranks of Jannah, paradise. O Allah, clean our hearts from jealousy, arrogance, love of name and fame, greed and show off, anger and malice. O Allah, increase love and unity among the Ummah and guide us to work for peace and progress with love and brotherhood. O Allah, all the prayers and supplications and du'as that the whole creation is making, all the believers' prayers around the world, in worshipping places, in the masajid, in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara, in the homes and streets around the world, from day one till eternity. O Allah, include us in those du'as and prayers. O Allah, your special mercy and blessings descend the holy places like Kaaba Sharif, Haramain Sharifain, on the masajid, on the special timings, last part of the night, during Ramadan, Hajj, gatherings of knowledge and zikr. O Allah, we don't qualify for any of those blessings, but we are needy, and Allah, you are Kareem. You give without qualification. So, O Allah, please include us in all those special mercies and blessings. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatam al-anbiya wal-mursaleen. My respected brothers, sisters, parents, youth, and children, those are assets and future leaders of our community. Young people, their worship is very much liked by Allah. May Allah enable them to acquire true knowledge. Look at the sacrifices of our elders for compiling and collecting and researching books of knowledge. Muhaddithin, they traveled thousands of miles to collect hadith, the blessed sayings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our fuqaha and jurists, thousands of years of research. Ulama, scholars, they cross oceans and mountains. They came to teach people in different parts of the world. Parents are willing to provide every necessity for the youth and children. And our youth, mashallah, Allah bless them with energy, clean heart, sharp memory. And Allah selected them and protected them from difficulties. Free time, and they don't have to go out for jobs and work. Clean heart and mind, and they are sincere, they have strength and energy. Everyone in the youth can become a means of guiding hundreds of thousands of others. That's why we focus on purpose of life, how to protect from the traps of shaitan and nafs, how to learn from experiences and wisdom of our elders, and how to achieve an ideal human life, life of qualities, life of knowledge, caring for others, love of Allah. Inshallah, when we bring good qualities, human being can become khairul bariyah, best of the creation, jibalul ilm and amal, mountains of knowledge and practice. What are the signs that Allah loves a person? Iman, hidayah, strong faith, guidance from Allah. Taqwa, life of piety. Righteousness, sunnah, following the practice of Prophet, peace be upon him. A heart free from anything other than Allah. A heart filled with love and majesty of Allah, the Creator. Bringing good manners into our character. Humbleness, serving humanity, generosity, protection from bad desires, seeking forgiveness, making effort and outreach in the community and da'wah, educating others about Allah. Spend time in the environment of pious people. Wake up at night for prayers, remembrance of Allah, tahajjud, qiyamul layl, dhikr. Whatever happens in worldly life, sabr and shukr, patience and gratitude. Put your trust in Allah, tawakkul, reliance. Justice, tolerance, external and internal purity. Clean heart, rushing to do good deeds. Forgiving others and kind treatment of others. Once a sheikh or a person, he brought a servant home. So he asked the servant, "What's your name?" The servant says, "You are my master. Sir, whatever name you give me, that's my name." So he asked the servant, "What type of food you would like to eat?" The servant said, "You are my master. Whatever food you give, I will eat. I'll be happy." So he asked, "What type of dress you would like to wear?" Servant said, "Whatever dress you give me, I will have it. That's good." He said, "I have many homes and rooms. Choose the place of living and furniture." The servant says, "You are my master. Whatever place you choose, I am happy." So the master said, "Man, you are teaching me all the manners and etiquettes, how I should behave with the creator and sustainer of the whole universe. That's how human being should live in this life. Whatever is the pleases Allah, whatever type of food and dress and living style and character, it brings pleasure of Almighty God, that should be our life. Lifetime is very precious. Every moment is like a gold coin. You can go high and high in the court of Allah. Countless blessings from Allah. Asanat, good deeds by the eyes, by the heart, by the tongue, ears and hands and feet. Sale of good deeds. Tijaratan lan tabur. Sure trade gain which will never perish. So many doors of paradise and opportunities to do good. Dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'lim, tabliq, tadris, tasneef, zikr, tilawat, dua, tasbihat, sadaqah." You can summarize learning and teaching, community service and outreach, helping the poor and needy, academic research, remembrance of Allah, charity, and long times of devotion and supplications. Knowledge will bring awareness and the root, what pleases Allah. So we spend time in learning. Dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, our heart and mind and tongue, billionaire's machine. What should I say? What should I think? Where should I look? So I get millions for every moment of my life. So there are some expressions in the dhikr mentioned in various sayings of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are passing through a market or bazaar where people are unmindful and you remember Allah, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. 1 million good deeds. If you pray for forgiveness for all the believing men and women, Allahumma ighfir li wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. O Allah, forgive me and forgive all the believing men and women in the world, and forgive all the Muslim men and women in the world. You get reward, one good deed for every believer in the world. 1.5 billion rewards in 5 seconds. Heart and mind and tongue, billionaire's machine. Jibalul Hasanat, Baqiyatul Salihat, mountains of good deeds in a few minutes. Dawat and Tabligh, Ummul Hasanat, reaching out to mankind to explain purpose of life, greatness of Allah, and shortness of this life, and a great life in the hereafter, bounties and pleasures in paradise, and worry and concern of the Prophet that how each and every human being can achieve success and well-being in this world and in the life hereafter. This is called Da'wah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose words can be better than the one who invites people towards Allah, does good deeds, and says, I am one of the believers, I am one of the Muslims. The next track is to work on our heart. Sidq, ikhlas, haya, taqwa, ihsan. Truthfulness, sincerity, modesty, righteousness, excellence of human character. Leaving one sin is better than praying thousands of optional prayers. People of taqwa, righteousness, they get more reward for small good deeds. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. As for the one who fears Allah, he, Allah, will remove his sins from him and will enlarge his reward. Scholars give example. 1 pound of dust, a small price. 1 pound of iron, medium price. 1 pound of gold, big price. People of taqwa, righteousness, piety, small actions, big reward. How to bring taqwa, piety into our life? Be with the righteous. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, fear Allah, be with the righteous. Be with truthful people. In every community and the town, there will be some scholars, shuyukh, the salihin, good people. We should connect with them and learn from them. The next track is serving humanity. Walking to help a Muslim, reward of 10 years of itikaf, sitting in a masjid. Looking at parents with love and mercy, reward of Hajj and Umrah. Serving widows and orphans, helpless people, homeless people in our society is like continuous fasting and continuous praying and the whole time. Whole nights of praying and whole days of fasting. That much reward, serving the poor, the widows, orphans in our community. All these tracks are open. Purpose of knowledge is to practice. So people may not have time to do all this. But we have to prioritize our time. That's where we connect to some shuyukh, a mentor, a guide, a teacher. And they guide us how to spend our time. Based on my personality, preparation, situation, circumstances, health, family, obligations, how much time I can devote and give to which activity. And have intention for all of this. And be happy on good deeds happening in the world. How many people they are feeding the homeless and widows and orphans around the world. How many people they are reading Quran, memorizing and understanding the meaning? How many people they graduated, they completed the Alim or Alima course today? How many people came to Islam and Allah today around the world? How many masajid and learning centers and schools built around the world today? All these people are doing our work without us paying for them. So we should make dua for them. May Allah bless them and may Allah give us the ability. We can also do that. Islam gives a very high and honorable status to our mothers and sisters, because homemakers, they are taking care of future generations. Paradise under the feet of mothers. Women folk, they get reward of congregation prayer even if they are praying at home. She is excused from difficult tasks outside home. She has equal opportunity for life hereafter. And they get reward for husband's good deeds, husbands and parents and father and brother. Women folk who help their men of the house, they get reward for men's good deeds done outside of the home. And her own good deeds are a bonus and plus. So much so that one good deed of a pious woman surpasses 70 good deeds of awliya. A pious wife is half of deen. Serving the baby, reward of going in the path of Allah. Nursing and feeding the baby, reward of making a person alive. Upbringing and tarbiyah of two daughters, you get Jannah. The pious ladies, mu'minat, believing women, go to paradise long time before their husband. Ladies first in Jannah also. And Allah praised them with the title Muhsanatil Ghafilat, chaste, naive, believing women. So much reward for our mothers and sisters. Islam gives very high and honorable status to women and set her rights and duties according to her personality. Such dignity which no other ideology or faith can give. Allah has blessed women with unique qualities like affection, emotions, and grace. Throughout lifetime, from a small flower-like daughter, a pious sister, loving wife, merciful mother, a distinguished grandmother, women folk are fountain of love, mercy, and purity, great contribution to human society. That's why message for all the mothers and sisters and parents: this life is one time opportunity to achieve everlasting happiness in the life hereafter. Allah Almighty is showering countless blessings. Every moment has a great potential to achieve high ranks in the court of Allah. Every minute is like a gold coin. This life is all about controlling desire and protection from the traps of shaitan and nafs. It's a temporary life where desires and feelings may not be fulfilled completely. The place for enjoyment and desires is paradise. Rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, delicious food and fruits and beautiful companions, always happy, always healthy, always young. That will be in paradise. A great kingdom, outstanding quality, great quantity, forever enjoyment. That will be in paradise for believers. In this life, it's a test, it's a trial. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We shall test you with bad and good situations, and to us you are going to return. Protect yourself and the family and the youth from the traps of shaitan and nafs and bad environment, which excites a person to eat whatever you like. So people forget haram and halal, what is permissible, what is impermissible and doubtful. Shaitan and nafs excites a person to dress whatever you like. So people forget about hijab and protection of eyes. Meet and mix with whomever you like. So people forget about mahram and non-mahram. So living in the environment is like path is slippery, it is dark, path is slippery, walking on shells, passing through a jungle filled with thorns on both sides, or hidden holes on the ground, and we are blindfolded by the curtains of ignorance. Imagine. And the peer pressure and the environment says, brother, sister, go fast. What will happen? Problems all over the place. Allah save us from that. That solution is life of taqwa, piety. Every step with the fear of Allah. Three stages to use the tongue. Lisan, the tongue. If we are reading Quran, remembrance of Allah, ta'lim, studies, da'wah, tasbih, tilawat, istighfar, salawat on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various expressions of saying good things from our tongue. We are earning golds and diamonds, millions and billions for life hereafter. But the same tongue, if we are not careful, useless talks, chats, debates, it's like throwing away gold and diamond and taking dust and stones. And the next stage is backbiting and slandering and lying. It's like throwing away gold and diamond and dust and stones and entering fire. May Allah save us from that. Three dimensions to invest for good deeds. Today is the day of good deeds. Every day Allah gives us opportunity go high and high in paradise. Past, clean up by making tawbah. Ever since we have become baligh, adult, we become responsible for our actions. Four witnesses are appointed on all of us. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. In these ayat and verses of Quran, four witnesses are mentioned to record every human action and speech. There are angels left and right recording what we are doing. The earth is recording. It will play back one day. Book of deed is being prepared. And our own bodies, our hands and feet and skin will speak and give witness to what we are doing. So for the whole humanity, the way out is to make tawbah, repentance, that, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah is so merciful. Billions of people making trillions of mistakes. Allah gives them time, take time, take time. We are recording. One day you will come to us, we will show you what you are doing. This human life is a test, is a classroom for children of Adam. Billions of them. Hundreds of thousands coming every day, new babies, and thousands leaving every day. Nobody lives forever in this world. This is a transition. This is a bus station. So we can clean up the past by seeking forgiveness from Allah. And for future worries and concerns and goals and vision and aspirations and our intentions, we should turn to Allah with dua. Make golden intentions. That, oh Allah, use us. to spread peace and love on the face of earth and do community service and to benefit others and to acquire the best of knowledge and to become the best of human being. My respected brothers, sisters, parents, knowledge and practice are like two twin brothers. First come knowledge, ilm, and then it calls for amal, practice. Like twin brothers, the first brother come in the room and say, I am knowledge, I am looking for Mr. Practice. Amal, where are you? So if the twin brothers, amal or practice, responds in due time, then knowledge remains. Otherwise, knowledge says, my brother has not come, I cannot stay here. And knowledge also leaves. The purpose of knowledge is to practice. Sometimes, shaitan will bring misconception that being a student, alim course, alima course, maktab, whatever course we are studying, one misconception is, let's acquire all the knowledge first and pass all these exams and books. After that, we will think about practicing. No, no, no. That's the big misconception. As soon as we learn something from Quran and Hadith, now the practice is due. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he narrated, memorized hundreds of thousands of Ahadith. What was more important that he said, there is no hadith that I have not practiced at least once in my lifetime. That's special. Learning deen and knowledge requires two qualities. Number one, talab, motivation, desire, and zeal. How to create motivation in the children and the growing up boys and girls. Parents have to do taleem at home. Sit down in the evening with all the family, read from the books of hadith, muntakhab ahadith, fadail of amal, promises of Allah, wada, wa'id, jaza, saza, dunya, akhirat. If you do this, you will get this. Human being is greedy, haris. When we learn that, oh, if I say this, I'll get millions of rewards. So people start saying good things. If I give charity, this much rewards. So people start giving charity. Taleem at home. That's where we spend time. Highly recommended for parents is to go in the path of Allah in Jamaat to learn motivation for deen and to connect with Shaykh, mentor, muallim, connect with our pious elders and make mashwara, consultation with them. To bring more desire for the life hereafter and a pious life. The second ingredient quality needed to learn knowledge is called adab, is the respect and the manners and a humble style of student to learn deen. For this, we establish a simple Islamic environment in our home. In the home, we choose a place, a room or a corner. This is the family, the women folk, the children, they pray, salah. They get together for taleem. And in the home, no TV, no music, no pictures, no cartoons. These things will take away your focus and attention, and the angels will not visit your home, and problems may start. Make sure the children have Islamic dress. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, in the childhood, his mother gave him a sunnah dress and imama, something on the head, and sent him to the masjid. So go to the masjid to learn adab. There were two students, same age, same IQ, same health, same nutrition. One student was able to memorize Quran and religious lessons, and the other one was not that sharp in learning and memorizing. So they researched what is the difference between these two students. Everything is same. Then they found that one student always sitting facing the Qibla, direction to Mecca, when revising the lesson. That was the difference. Adab, manners, humble style of learning, motivation. A person came to Islam and he did not have a teacher, so he got prayer time schedule. In summer, Isha time, night prayer is very late, and morning Fajr prayer is very early. So that person thought that if I sleep after Isha, it will be very difficult to wake up for Fajr. So in the whole summer time, he woke up whole nights. He would pray Isha, wake up at night, and then after praying Fajr, now he goes to sleep. So much adab and greatness of deen and religion came to his heart. There was another person came to Islam. And he did not have a teacher, but so much adab and humbleness. And he got Ramadan, fasting. And somehow he had prayer schedule and he thought that fasting starts in the morning and breaks at Isha time. Not sunset, but Isha time. So he fasted whole Ramadan from Fajr time till Isha time. If you want to learn the zeal and motivation of learning, you should look at somebody new to the faith, new Muslims. How much zeal they bring, they wanted to learn. If you want to look at sacrifice to learn deen, look at our pious predecessors, the authors and compilers of great books. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh, the compiler of Riyadhus Salihin, he used to learn 12 hours in school from teachers, and 12 hours he would do homework for the next day. 24 hours, where would he eat and where would he sleep? People writing biography of this Imam have written that Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh used to achieve in one day what it takes others 2 years to accomplish. This is called barakah in time, blessings in time. Person compiling the book of Hidayah, the book of fiqh. The Imam was fasting for 13 years, writing the book until he completed. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, 40 years, he would eat very, very simple food. He sit for eating. That place does not have any gravy or any additional dish, pieces of bread. Sometimes he would eat dry fruits, nuts, almonds. So much sacrifice they give, traveling and collecting and researching, compiling their research. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, one day he was absent from the class. So the students came and said, Bukhari, come out, what happened? Bukhari had only one pair of clothes, and washing and wearing, his clothes became torn. He did not have even enough clothes to go to the school. Today we cannot find such examples. People have given their lifetime sacrifices to compile knowledge of deen. My respected brothers, sisters, parents, self-study and personal opinion does not bring much progress. Deen will come with the dua of some teachers and advisors and some shuyukh. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave dua to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He became Raisul Mufassirin, the chief of all Mufassirin, commentators of Quran. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu spent only 4 years with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he memorized more than 5,000 ahadith. That was the first university of Islam. No books, no curriculum, no exams, but it produced stars like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Later in the generations, whoever study knowledge, they learn from them, from Abu Huraira. Anas radiallahu anhu served Prophet, peace be upon him, for 10 years. He was a boy and he served Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. So he gave him some dua. Your life will be long, you will have barakah in children, and you will have forgiveness in the life hereafter. So Allah gave him such long life, more than 100 years. And so many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that when he comes to Kaaba Sharif for Tawaf, for Hajj or Umrah, the whole place, Masjid, will be filled with his own children and great-grandchildren. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him dua that you will have barakah and blessings in your business and earning. Other people, their gardens would bring fruit only once a year. Anas radiallahu anhu, his garden will bring fruits twice a year. Double business without making any effort. Deen comes with the dua of shuyukh and scholars and teachers. That's where we should have so much adab for our teachers, for the mentors, guide, advisors. Aimma, ulama, alimat, like guiding stars. Warasatul anbiya, inheritors of the prophets. We should serve them and we should seek their du'as. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, more than 1,000 years, people respect his name as a teacher of fiqh. He would never stretch his legs towards the home of his teacher, Ustad Hammad, even though the home of the teacher was 7 streets away. So much adab, humbleness. Imam Sarkhasi rahmatullah alayh would not pick up a book without wudu, without making ablution and cleaning himself. Some of our scholars, they would not pick up a piece of paper without wudu. Today, why it is difficult to memorize Quran, why it is we are not retaining memory retention? We have to look at our attitude. Our scholars say, do not put anything on top of your kitab and books and Quran. Do not put your pencils and paper and glasses and anything else and cups on top of books and notebooks and writing instruments. You have to have proper adab. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah in India, excellent memory. And people realize that this sheikh, he would open an Arabic book and he would memorize the whole books, cover to cover, not just Quran, Hadith, Arabic books. So they found the Sheikh has a habit from his student time. He would sort his books in order. The Mushaf of Quran, Arabic Quran, always on top. After that, translation of Quran. After that, tafsir, commentary of Quran. After that, hadith, the sayings of Prophet. After that, fiqh, jurisprudence. And after that, tariq, history, and other books. So we have to learn proper adab. What is knowledge? A summary of whole knowledge and books and what people are printing and reading is like, what will happen to me and you and all the children of Adam on the day of judgment? This is called knowledge. which actions and things please Allah, the Almighty, and which actions and sayings displease our Creator, Allah. What are the benefits of good deeds and what are the problems of bad deeds? This is called knowledge. Sins and disobedience and impermissible actions brings problem in this world and in the hereafter. What kind of problems with sins? Losing knowledge, losing spiritual radiance, decrease in sustenance, going away from Allah, losing environment of good people, difficulties in life, darkness in the heart, losing good deeds, no barakah in life, losing motivation for good deeds, losing honor and status in the court of Allah, decrease in intellect, curse of prophets, corruption in land and ocean, blessings may be taken away, calamities start coming, shaitan and devil overpowers, losing peace of mind, losing hope in the mercy of Allah, and not able to recite the kalma at the time of death. All these problems are happening because of sins and disobedience. May Allah save us and the whole all brothers and sisters. On the other hand, what are the virtues and blessings of good deeds? Increase in sustenance, barakah and blessings descend, difficulties removed, daily affairs become easy, a blessed life, wealth and children increase, protection from disasters, respect and honor, bounties increase, wealth increase, next generations also benefit. The angels give good news at death. Allah's help in difficult tasks. All affairs under protection of Allah. Long life. Needs are fulfilled. Sickness is cured. Poverty is removed. Barakah in qaleel. A small amount of resources become sufficient for life. Worries are solved. Protection from magic. What else we need? All this are blessings and barakah of good deeds. For believers, the place to enjoy is paradise. Imagine the excellence, beauty, and vastness of paradise. The distance between two doors of paradise, 70 years of traveling distance. The first group entering paradise, their faces will be shining like full moon. May Allah make us among those. Beautiful fragrance of Jannah starts coming. In paradise, men folk are given a youth, 33 years of age, height of Adam alayhi salam, and beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. A kingdom, the last and the lowest person will see in paradise, a kingdom, 1,000 years of traveling distance. One tree in paradise is so big and vast, if a horse rider is running under the shade of the tree for 100 years, will not be able to pass it. A tent, khayma, in the paradise, 60 miles high in the sky. Rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, thousands of years enjoy in a palace. Thousands of years enjoy in a garden. No rent, no bills, no bad smell, no vacuuming, no cleaning. There is no need to for cook and vacuum, no smoke. Just enjoy and play. All three things nobody can have in this world. Always happy, always healthy, always young. These will be given in paradise. You will be always happy, you will never become sad, always healthy, never become sick, always young, never become old. Paradise. Things no eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it, nobody thought about it. If one woman from paradise is to look at this world, whole space between the heavens and the earth will be filled with light and perfume. So beautiful. Just her head covering is more precious than the entire world and whatever it contains. And the pious, righteous, believing women of this world will be appointed as queens over the whores of Jannah. Their beauty thousands of times much more than that. There's a beauty bazaar in Jannah. A person can design how you would like to see yourself. The skin color, the nose and the eyes. No surgery, no pain, and no cost. Enjoy. Paradise is a place where all the desires will be fulfilled. The best of all in paradise is looking at our creator and sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. There will be some people who meet Allah once a week. Some believers will be able to meet Allah morning and evening. And some people will be able to meet and see Allah whenever they wish. Keep your eyes, thought, and the heart pure and clean for the blessed moment when you see and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us true knowledge and the ability to practice excellence of taqwa, haya, ihsan, and the ability to care for all humanity by serving them and educating them to the right path, connecting to Allah for everlasting blessings in the hereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin afdala salawatik. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنك مليك مقتدر ما تشاء من أمر يكون. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المؤمنين. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.